turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms 107, verse number 2, reading through verse number 9. Psalms 107, verse number 2 through verse number 9. We've been preaching the last couple of weeks on Wednesday night and things like that about Thanksgiving. And I just thought it'd be appropriate tonight and felt the leadership of the Lord to go in that direction. Amen. Don't forget, now Thanksgiving service will be Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So please try to make plans to be here Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Amen. Psalms 107, verse number 2, reading through verse number 9. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Verse number 3. And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Verse number 4. They wandered in the wilderness in solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Verse number 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Verse number 8. All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse number 9. For the Bible said, for he satisfies the longing of our soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, to come home, Jeff. How, Lord, out of the way tonight and I'd be able to get over. How, Lord, on the holy ground. God, I pray. How, Lord, that you'll hide us behind the cross. How, Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. How, neighbor, for just a little while, how, neighbor, the Lord be in our helper tonight. How, neighbor, I want to preach on that word. How, Thanksgiving, amen. Have Thanksgiving tonight, the time that we slow down and thank the Lord for all of his blessings, neighbor, upon me and tonight that God has done for us. Listen, our flesh tonight, neighbor, is prone to complain, ain't it? Neighbor, tonight we complain about this and we complain about that. Neighbor, today it's too hot, too cold. Neighbor, we just think nature of man and women tonight. Neighbor, we find it easy to complain a lot of times. Listen, but I thought about this. In Psalms 107, it reminds me of the fact that I have so much to be thankful for. Amen. Neighbor, we have so much. Listen, neighbor, to be thankful for. Neighbor, here, the psalmist in 107, he exhorts to praising God. Amen. Listen, and that's the way we ought to do tonight. We're to praise him from the sanctuary. Praise him from our hearts. Neighbor, the thankfulness that he has been. Neighbor, to you and I tonight. Neighbor, here he says, just praise God for his blessings and his favor. Neighbor, upon you and I tonight. Neighbor, and I thought about that this afternoon. Neighbors, we can begin to celebrate this Thanksgiving season. Neighbor, I thought about these three things. Neighbor, tonight, and I'm just going to hit you with the highlights, neighbor, of them tonight. Amen. Listen, some things I'm thankful for. Neighbor, listen tonight, and we've been preaching on it the last week or two. Listen, number one tonight, I look at verse number 2 and notice what it says here in the scripture. The Bible says, said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so tonight. Neighbor, listen, I'm glad tonight. Listen, I'm glad for the redemption. Amen. And I'm thankful for that redemption, for the redemption plan of God. Listen, and it said here in verse number 2, listen, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Neighbor, tonight, if you're a Christian tonight, you've been redeemed. redeemed. Listen, you've been redeemed. I like that song that says, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Amen. I'm thankful for the redemption of you and I tonight. I've been redeemed. Listen, Jesus Christ tonight paid the ultimate price. He paid the sacrifice of his life that I may have life and have it more abundantly. See, my friend, I once was lost. I was dead in the trespass of sin. Listen, but because of Jesus Christ, listen, I can hold my head up. I can throw my hand up. Listen, and I can shout it from the housetop tonight. I am redeemed. That's what David said. He said, I tell you what. He said, even though the valley gets tough, even though the way gets hard, he said, I'm telling you tonight, he said, let the redeemed the Lord say so. Amen. Let the world know how good God is to us and the many blessings. One writer said, what should I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? Neighbor, to me tonight, how he took us, listen, and adopted us in out of the family of God. Neighbor, tonight, if we've got nothing else, out of bow our worthy head and say, thank you, Lord, for your redemption tonight. Amen. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Thank God tonight. Amen. Listen, I'm glad tonight he paid for your salvation. He paid for your salvation at a place called Calvary. Listen, he went to Golgotha's hill that day, hung between heaven and earth. Listen, neighbor, tonight, took on the crown of thorns. I took the whip upon his back. His blood shed that day down the streets of Calvary. Listen, neighbor, they didn't go unnoticed. Listen, by God himself. Listen, neighbor, he accepted that blood atonement for my sin and your sin. Listen, that we could be redeemed. Listen, if I had to pay the price, I wouldn't have the money for it. Amen. Listen, if I had to do it by good works tonight, I couldn't do enough good works to get the glory. Listen, if I had to do it, I'd pull my name tonight. I wouldn't have a good enough name. But I'm redeemed tonight, not because of who I am, but because of who he is. I'm redeemed tonight, not because of what I did, but what he did. Listen, and that's what Psalmist David said. He said, we're to be thankful and let the redeemed the Lord stand up and say so. I shout it. I proclaim it. That he is tonight the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm glad tonight I'm not my own. I've been bought and purchased by the King himself, of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Thank God for redemption tonight. I'm glad for that redemption. Amen. We're no longer our own. We're no longer our own. When you purchase something and you go to Walmart and you go in there and you purchase something, it no longer belongs to Walmart. When you pay for it, you can carry it home with you. Listen, neighbor, tonight, and that's what the Lord did for me. When he paid for my sinful man that I was, listen, one day after a while, I'm going home with him. Amen. Listen, I'm one of his children. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, and I'm glad tonight that I've got that royal blood flowing through my veins. Amen. We're not redeemed with corruptible things. Listen, as silver and gold. But it's by Jesus Christ tonight. And this Thanksgiving season, neighbor, it's more than just turkey and ham and listen, dessert. But it's about bow our worthy head. And I said, Lord, thank you, as they sung that song, for your blessings on me. I thank you for the roof over my head. I thank you for the shoes on my feet. Thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon me. But I'm glad tonight, he said here in verse number 2, he said, be thankful, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Our redemption price that was paid by the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Amen. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God. It took a bloody sacrifice. It's always been the blood, even from Genesis on. I listen after Adam and Eve, I sinned in the garden there. I listen all through the Old Testament. It took the blood. Amen. I never tonight, but when Jesus Christ had come, how John the Baptist said, there's one coming whose shoes I'm not even worthy to latch. I listen, neighbor, today, how that's going to take away the sins of the world. I listen, neighbor, tonight, Jesus came. I became the ultimate sacrifice. He became the spotless lamb. I listened and went to the slaughterhouse. I made for you and I that we could be here tonight and proclaim that we are, by the grace of God, how we are redeemed. I'm thankful tonight for that redemption. Verse number 2, he said, let the redeemed, the Lord say so. Amen. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God. I'm thankful for that tonight. Then number 2 tonight, look down to verse number 7, if you will, for me tonight. Thanksgiving, talking about Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for the redemption. I'm thankful. He said, we're to tell somebody. Amen. I like that song, said, go tell it. Go tell it on the mountain, amen, that Jesus Christ is born. We'll soon be celebrating his birth. We've already celebrated his resurrection this year. Thank God. He said, go tell it to somebody. Tell somebody how good God has been to you and I. Our neighbor tonight, he's blessed us beyond measure. I listen, he said, the redeemed ought to do one thing, and that is to tell somebody. Amen. Number 1, we look at verse number 2, and he said, redemption. Then number 2 tonight, I'm thankful. Let's just read verse number 7. And the Bible said, and he led them away. And he led them away forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Then I think about this tonight. See, my friend, he delivered. He delivered you and I tonight. We're delivered. We were delivered out of the bondage of sin. We were delivered out of the chains of sin and the direction in our path or to go to. He delivered me up from the pits of hell tonight. I'm glad that we've been delivered. I'm glad we've been delivered. Listen, he delivered me from hell, delivered me from the bondage of sin. He became my sacrifice. He became the sacrifice that we may be delivered from those chains and those shackles. I listen, called sin. I never denied that so many people are walking around and they may not have a physical chain or they might not be shackled down with physical chains, but the world has got them bound down. The world has got them chained down. And Christ said, I can't. Came that I may deliver them out of that principal state that they're in. I came that I may get them out of that bondage. I came that them chains can be broken. I came to deliver them. Amen. Verse number 2, he redeemed them. Put verse number 3 up for me if you will. Amen. Verse number 3, we're going to just read verse number 3, 4, and 5 again. Amen. He delivered me. Look at what he said. The Bible said, verse number 3, said, and gather them out of the lands from the east, is from the west, from the north, and from the south. Verse number 4, they wandered in the wilderness in solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Verse number 5, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted for them. Verse number 6, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Here it is. I was on the wrong verse. I knew it was in there somewhere. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he did what? He delivered them out of their distress. Amen. Devil tried to hide that verse from me a while ago. I said verse number 7, but here it is. I'll read the whole thing to find it. Amen. He delivered them out of their distress. Ain't you glad tonight? The power of God that delivered us out of the stressful state that we're in. I listen, neighbor, the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but it's the gift of God that gave eternal life. We don't have to walk around in distress. We don't have to walk around in them shackles and chains. Why? Because not only have we been redeemed, but we've been delivered tonight. David said, we're going to shout it from the housetop. We're delivered. I'm delivered from the bondage of sin. I'm delivered from that awful place called hell. I'm delivered tonight from hearing those words Depart from me, I'll never knew you. I'm glad tonight I'll hear those faithful words when he says, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. I'd preach, are you boasting? Not in myself, but I'm bragging on the Lord. I listen every night and I owe all my thanks, all the blessings, all the showers of blessings. It goes to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Through the redemption plan, we've been delivered from the bondage of sin. Those chains and those shackles are gone. As Christ spoke to Legion, as Christ spoke to Legion, do you remember over in the tomb when Legion was over there and he was running, cutting himself? What did the Lord tell him when he got there? And how he'd done everything he's going to do. He spoke those words, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. See, my friend, that's what the Lord did for me. Listen, I came down and I had those same shackles. I had those same boundaries upon us tonight that our flesh has tonight. But the day I got saved, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. He told the devil, he said, you loose him and let him go that I may be free. And the Bible said, what the Spirit sets free, you're free indeed. Amen. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was redeemed. I was delivered. And we need to be thankful for that tonight. Amen. He delivered them from this simple state that they was in. Amen. Let's keep reading. Let me read that. Look at verse number 7. And he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Verse number 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, verse number 9. For he, listen to this right here, for he satisfied the longing of my soul. He satisfies the longing of my soul. Number 3 tonight, I'm not only thankful for my redemption, I'm not only thankful for my deliverance, but I'm thankful tonight for the fulfillment that I get from Jesus Christ tonight. Listen, at redemption, deliverance, and fulfillment. One writer said over there, he said, as a deer panteth by the water brooks. Listen, neighbor tonight, I like that. He satisfied the longing of our soul. I listen, he pours that water. I listen, he told the woman at the well, I listen, he said, if you'll ask of me, he said, I'll put within you a fountain of living water that you'll never, never, never thirst anymore.
Amen.
Fulfillment. Fulfillment. See, that's what the world, see, you won't, when you come to God, you don't leave empty-handed. When you come to the Lord, you don't leave empty-handed. He will flood your soul with the blessings of God. He'll flood your soul with the blessings of God. I like that song that says, showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. Amen. That's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ, he fulfills that ever longing. That's why you see all these drugs that are on the street now. I listen, neighbor, today in our society that we're living in. Why is it, preacher? Because they're searching for something that fulfills the inward man. Alcohol don't work, they'll try meth. Meth don't work, they'll try pills. And pills don't work, they'll try marijuana. Marijuana don't work, they'll try something else. There's an emptiness on the inside of man. I listen, neighbor, from the creation of the world. And listen, that emptiness was caused by sin. And the only way we can ever really, truly get that fulfillment, the only way we can fill that empty spot in our ever longing is by being redeemed. I listen, not only by being redeemed, by being delivered and those chains and those bondages be set free. That's the only way. And I'm so thankful tonight. If it had not been for God, I listen, reaching down and out for a man like me, we'd all be lost tonight.
Amen.
But thankfulness.
Yeah.
Be ye thankful is what he said. Well, this Thanksgiving day when we come and we gather, we or to have our mind and our thoughts somewhere or another. I know it's a busy time of the year, but we ought to bow our head and just say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thanksgiving. I'm thankful tonight for the redemption. He paid the debt that I owed.
Yeah.
Amen. They sing a song that says it was paid in full.
Yeah.
It was paid in full by the blood of the Lamb tonight. Thank God. And not only was that redemption plan paid in full, but I'm glad he delivered us. He delivered us from the snare of the devil. He delivered us from the prince of the world himself. Through this redemption plan, we can have hope. Through this redemption plan, we can have victory. Through this redemption plan tonight, we can have that joy that passeth all understanding, that redemption. And see, what happens when you get that redemption? You're delivered. You're delivered. You're delivered from that bondage. You're delivered from that chain. You're delivered from that shackle. You've been set free. And the Bible says what the Spirit sets free, you're free indeed. Amen. It's like having a bird in a cage. Amen. You take that bird outside and you open that cage up and that bird go free. Amen. That you and I tonight could still go free. Even in the sinful state man is in tonight, we can still go free. We can still be pardoned tonight. We can be still forgiven tonight. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful, number one, for the redemption. I'm thankful, number two, tonight for the deliverance. But I'm thankful tonight that I've got joy in my soul. I'm thankful for that fulfillment that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight we got so much to thank him for. We got so much to thank him for. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a song tonight. Maybe it's short, maybe it's scattered. But listen, I want you to think about that. What have I got to be thankful for? What have I got to be thankful for? So many times we base our happiness, we base our thankfulness on what we got obtained. Well, I've got 3 cars instead of one, or I've got 4 houses instead of one. That don't bring happiness. And that don't bring fulfillment. What brings fulfillment is that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. To have that peace that passeth all understanding, it has to come from above. It has to come from above. That's the only real peace. That's the only real peace we'll ever know, is the peace that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. While we stand together, Brother Robbie.